Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
In a
sight, frolic. One more time, disabled friendly philosopher, hit it. I was walking down the street one day, the merry, merry monster man, taken by surprise by a weary pair of eyes, and then I realized it was only my dog.
Uh-oh.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Yeah. Oh, what a mess. Did you hear about the stock market? Five days in a row it went down. Yeah. They say they're worried about the virus coming back in. Give me some background music. Come on, hit it, hit it. The virus coming back in. And ruining the economy. Yeah, well, what do you expect? Got a bunch of morons running the whole thing. Yeah. So, did you hear what this guy said? What's his name? I forget his name, but he's number one idiot. You know, they got different grades of idiots in this station. Number one, number two, number three. Sounds like a Chinese restaurant.
Number two.
Get out of here. Number two is worse than number three, and number one is worse than the both of them.
That's right.
So this one fellow says they did research. See, they don't tell you who paid for it or where it came from, but research to get a lot of this. And according to this research, if you don't get the vaccination, you got 11% chance of dying from the virus. 11%.
That's nice.
11%. Why couldn't they just say 10% and get? Why do they have to say 11?
They didn't
something
tell
phony
you.
About that number. Now, who paid for that research? Who did that
company.
Research? They don't say that. They don't tell you. You got to look it up. Anyway, don't pay attention. You know, these people, they don't know what to say anymore, see?
No, they don't.
So they're coming out with these weird things now. You know, now there's this other company that they're really going to get you good, see? They're going to give you a combination vaccination and booster and flu shot all in one. I wonder how many people are going to die from shock.
I think so, because I would never take that.
Well, they're going to push it. They're pushing all this. Give me some background music. What happened to the music?
More background music?
Keep it going. Keep it going.
All right, hang on. Hang on.
They're pushing the... stop talking so much. They're pushing the vaccine... And the stupid, they got this one guy who, he's not even a commissioner anymore, coming out with stupid statements. Well, I got protection. My doctor told me not to take it. What are they going to say to that?
They can't say anything.
All right. Beware. Beware. The other day I went out and I listened to the weather. They said, oh, it's going to rain. It's going to pour. There was no rain. I wore my raincoat. They can't even tell the weather anymore.
That's
what
right.
A bunch of morons. All right. In a sight. And I got a very interesting email I got to tell you about. But inner sight around the world on the frolics. Louie will be here later. And
I just saw him
we
peek
can,
in. I saw him peek in, and then he went back out again. So I don't know if we're having a lovely
maybe,
phone, but I hope not.
Maybe we can dig up another goodie from Jimmy Dinigan. We'll have to see.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And Louie, and we got we got the honey skit from Ralph and Norton. I got this very interesting email. I think it comes from across the sea. You ever hear that guy on the radio years ago? He says, it comes from across the sea. And he's sitting in the studio someplace in Brooklyn. You know, there's no sea. I'm looking out at the ocean, and the waves are crackling with goody good candy. Goody good candy. Wait a minute. And then you find out next week that the guy's an alcoholic.
He's
got a bottle of that. He's drinking this stuff. And, boy, is this candy good. And look at that ocean. In the meantime, he's sitting in a room with no windows.
Right.
And
he's
drinking his stuff.
He's putting an ocean in his bladder.
He's drinking his stuff, and, you know, it's making him cuckoo. He says, I wish my wife was here, my ex-wife. She loved the ocean. Yeah.
There you go.
She loved it so much, she almost drowned me in it. Woo! Yeah. What a maniac she was. He took my underwear to the doctor.
That was the best friend.
She didn't believe it. She saw me talking to a disabled woman on the street. See, a nice girl. I was trying to help her, you know. And she said to me, "Is that your girlfriend?" I said,
should have said yes.
I said, "What?" I said, "What are you talking about? The woman's disabled. I'm trying to help her. Why is she laughing so much?" Well, maybe she's happy and not miserable like you.
Is that what you said? Oh my God. The best thing
then,
is she takes your underwear.
And then she pulls out this flask from her pocketbook, and she says, "I need a drink." I said, "Yeah, you sure do." I tell you, what a maniac. Anyway, I got this email, see. It comes from a guy over the sea, I guess. I don't know. And he says that he is the executive director of a big conglomerate financial institution. See? And he said there are several banks included in this institution whose names I cannot disclose. Now, right there, I knew he was a phony.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the name of it. So anyway, he says, "Send me a note on my personal email. I'm going to see that you get all the monies that you have coming to you." Yeah, after you steal my... Yeah. So he wants me to send it. And, the real phony thing is this guy's name is Andrew Twitty.
Twitty?
Now listen, you twit...
Exactly.
Listen, you dirty little twit.
When was it today?
Imagine if Jackie Gleason got an email like that. I'm going to be rich. I'm
there
rich.
You go.
What do you mean, Ralph? What happened? Nothing. For the first time in my life, I realized how good this furniture is going to look in a Park Avenue pop.
Hey,
I'm rich. Filthy rich. Well, you better take a bath. Oh, shut up. Look at this email I got. Sir Andrew Twitty, master of financial institutions, so big, so great, that he can't even tell me the names of them. How do you like that? Boy, Ralph, he can't tell your names. Don't look good to me. Oh, shut up. Ralph, wait a minute. I got to tell you, I hate to snow on your parade, but I got one of those emails, too. You did, too? Yeah. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me we're going to be rich together? No, Ralph. Andrew Twitty is a witty. Andrew Twitty might be a bitty. Nobody knows what he is.
Uh-oh.
What are you trying to tell me? Send it right there in black and white. Send him an email. He's going to get me all the money I got coming to me. Yeah. The only thing is, Ralph, I don't think you have anything coming to you. Yeah, well, now, if that guy sent an email, imagine if he sent an email down to Texas, see?
Yeah, right.
One of them rednecks down there. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look at this. Look what I got here in the electronic mail. Some bitch. Look at it. What they call this? Electronic. Yeah. Look at it. This fellow's name is Twitty. Twitty?
Well,
wait a minute. I knew a fellow named Twitty when I was when I went away. Where'd you go? I went down El Paso. I had to stay away for about 10 years. You know, when I signed that check that fellow gave me. Oh yeah. Well, I knew a fellow in there. His name was Andrew Twitty. He was a son of a bitchy.
Uh-oh.
We used to call him Twitty, son of a bitchy.
Uh-oh.
You mean tell me this fella Andrew Twitty, he ain't real? He's a phony. He's as phony as a $3 bill.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, here you are. Here's a $3.
Yeah, right.
Woo! Well, I'll be a sucky egg mule. Yeah, you sure will. You get messed up with this fella Andrew Twitty because he ain't going to give you no money. He got no money. Yeah, he sent that email from the... You know where he sent that from? Where?
Where?
Down, right down here the street from the homeless shelter. Right down there. That's where he said, that's what it is. And the fella come out and he pulled out a big machete knife. He said, that's a sharp knife, ain't it? He said, yeah. He said, I bet you that knife could cut Andrew Twitty. And then they called the cops and they arrest the fella. And poor Andrew Twitty was left with nothing. Well, that's what the son of a bitch deserved, nothing, for sending me an email like that telling me I'm going to be rich. I thought I was going to be able to drink beer the rest of my life. Woo! All right, in the sight. On the frolics. Hey, brought to you by the Big East, the Kita Rescue. Roar. A little bear, yeah. Big East, 609-388-7004. You want to call them up? Adopt an Akita. Yeah. Yes, Akitas can be service dogs. All right. National Service Dog Month, don't forget. Inner Sight, Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady down there in southern New Jersey. Or as they say it, New Jersey. Yeah. All right.
From
Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip. Islip, don't get mixed up now. It's not Islip, England. It's Islip, New York, Long Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Call 631-888-1186. Mr. Andrew. Oh, I got Andrew Twitty on my mind again. Mr. Anthony. Anthony Kennedy.
Kennedy.
No, don't worry. He's not related to Andrew Twitty, and I don't think he would do business with him either.
No, he wouldn't.
Andrew Twitty. All right. We got Grandpa coming up with the the booster shot. Oh, you gotta hear this.
The booster shot? Oh,
this is exclusive,
wow.
Exclusive.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
I
what
can only imagine
got?
What Grandpa is gonna say.
Nope. Nobody starves on Long Island with my buddy Gary. Let's see. Dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085 if you need food for your animal. Give him a call. Hey, you got the Able News over there?
Yeah, I do. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles, pardon me, in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has That Personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. Also, you could register online for free and get on that website, which is ablenews.com, and get your free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petition, National Guide Dog Month. Check that one out, change.org, and the one on the nursing homes. Those horrible, horrible places. I think that Andrew Twitty may own one of those.
Probably.
Wouldn't surprise me. All right, we got Louie coming in later. We're going to try to get him
let me just check
do an Al Jolson, song.
Okay, let
all
me
right.
see.
And
no, he's not
the Honeymooners. Mm-hmm. Honeymooners, and give me some Lauren Hardy music. Oh, I like Lauren Hardy music.
Okay. Hang on, let's just...
Here we go, Inner Sight Live.
Here it is.
Well, come along, Stanley. Where are we going? We're going to my cousin's house. Your cousin? What for? Because he's a very, very prominent man in financing, and he's going to show us how to make money. How to make money? Well, what's his name? His name is Twitty. Twitty? Tweet, tweet. Will you cut that out? Tweet, tweet, tweet. Sounds like a bird's name.
It does.
Is your cousin a bird? No, he's not a bird. He's a human poison. Now, come on. Well, I don't know about this fella, Twitty. He sounds a little wiggy to me. Wiggy Twitty. Now, let me introduce you. Oh, hello, Cousin Andrew. How are you?
But I'm fine, yes, very fine. Come right in, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is my partner, Stan Laurel.
How do you do?
Why did he talk like that? Oh, he wants to impress you. Well, I'm not impressed, I'm scared.
How do you do?
Well, don't be scared. That's just his mannerism, you see. His mother was very particular. Why is that? She taught him to be very well-mannered.
Oh, shut up. Now, have you fellas got any money?
Money? No, I haven't got any money. Well, wait a minute. I got, 3 Indian head pennies.
three Indian head pennies? What do you expect to do with that?
Well, I don't know. You're an investor. Why don't you tell me?
Well, first of all, you've got to find some Indians.
Indians? What do I want with Indians? Woo, 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 woo. Will you cut that out? You've got to find some
wild Indians that'll help you make the money, see? With bows and arrows and tomahawks. Those are the only fellas that'll take care of Indian pennies.
There you go.
Now get out there and do it.
Get out there and do what?
Exactly.
What do you do?
Indian. Where are we going to find some Indians? There's no Indians around here.
Well, you'd be surprised. Why don't you look over there in the closet?
The closet? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you keep Indians in the closet?
Yeah.
How do you do? Now, open the door, but stand back.
What the heck is that?
What did he say?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't go to that school.
Oh, he said, let me have the pennies.
Here you are. Well, what happened?
You gave him the pennies of his enemy tribe. He hates you. You better get out of here while you can. I'm not responsible. How do you do?
He liked it.
Andrew Twitty.
Yes.
All right, in a sight. Hey, you need a good lawyer, Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. And what else we got? I don't know. Anybody want to donate $2,000? Go ahead. See
yeah,
if
that'd
I can.
Be nice. That would help in a fight.
Suffolk Bus Corp. Anybody out there can match them, you know.
Yeah,
$2,000 will get you 1 year of publicity. All right, including
that's
the newspaper.
Cool.
All right, Intersight around the world, and let's see, we got, oh, we got Babusta coming up with Grandpa. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Oh, we got any callers? Oh, by the way, the number is 213-816-1650. If you're going to call in, just, you know, just act dumb or say something stupid. I don't know. All right. Anybody on the line?
Anthony's just listening right now.
All right. Now, let's see if we can get Louie in here.
Yeah, I'd like him to call back.
Have fun with him.
Oh, yeah.
Is Louie on the line?
No.
Louie on the line.
He was.
I could write a song about
then
that.
Then it dropped him out.
Louie on the line with his wine. Give me some wine, Louie on the line. He's not there yet, right?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, I talk about school and all that and Dinnigan a lot, you know, and his brother Brian, the two of them. Well, Brian was he was like a follower of his brother. He was younger, you know. But Jimmy was always getting Brian in trouble. You know, he would always say, I ain't doing, Brian did it.
Yeah, and they all look at him and say, oh, yeah.
And,
Brian
of course,
did it.
Most people didn't believe him, you know. So, one day, he came to school, and, you know, now this is a true story. He had a pet, a white mouse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it in a box, see. And he came in with it, and the teacher said, Jimmy, what's in that box?
Oh, that's my little friend, Miss Ma. I want to say hello.
What is it? You can't bring, what is that?
That's my little mousy friend. His name is Mickey. Little Mickey. He's sweet. Look he's got a nice ear. Look at
him. Don't put that mouse down there. You can't have him in school. Now, how did you get him in this building anyway?
Oh, I walk in and walk up the stairs and then went to school and hide him in my coat. Oh, and you know what he, one thing he really likes? When I sing the Pale Ginger, oh, he loves the Pale Ginger. See how he's jumping around, five and the glass, if you know, Jimmy, cut that out.
Sit down and keep that mouse still.
I don't like a mouse. I'm scared of mouse. Don't let him come over here, Jimmy. Please, please.
Oh.
I have to call my mother to come and get me from school. Don't worry about it, Jimmy. He's a good mouse. He won't hurt you. He likes people.
So Jimmy puts the box down on the floor, you know.
She gets scared
and,
of it.
You know, this is a whole class full of blind kids, you know. So, one kid gets up, and blind people had this habit, and the teacher was always saying, don't shuffle your feet. Pick your feet up. And, quit that shuffling, you know. So this one kid gets up, and he's shuffling his feet along the floor, and boom, he kicks the box clear across the room.
And
now his mouse is running all up and down the classroom and out in the hall. And, you mean out in the hall, you know? And
you don't like mice?
He's running all around and some girl some girl teacher is walking in the hall. See, she has on a bright colored dress, you know.
Yeah.
And this mouse, he's very, very smart. He loves color. So he gets up, he gets on her dress, and he goes up, and she screams, "Ah! Son of a bitch!" And Jimmy said, "Don't harm my man, harm my man. Don't hurt him, he's a good boy." "Don't worry," and he goes up to her and he says, "Don't worry, I'll get him off you. I'll get him out of your dress. Don't worry. Pale ginger ale." It's like, "Go ahead, if you don't like it, kill it if you're in." They go. And the teacher slaps Jimmy, and Jimmy falls down. And the mouse falls out of her dress, and she's screaming, running across the water. I'll tell you, it was a sight, you know. And they sent Jimmy down to the principal with the mouse. Put it in the box. Oh, man. And, of course, Kramer was very amused with this mouse.
Really. Exactly.
So much so that he had to take the rest of the day off.
Well, I bet. I bet he, Jimmy was actually feeding him pale ginger ale.
Oh, Jimmy loved that mouse. He took care of him and everything. All right, in a sight. Don't forget television. I want to thank Cablevision for renewing our contract. The only thing wrong with it is I don't get paid. Where's my money?
Sorry.
All right. 7:30, Thursday night, Channel 20. We have a perpetual, everlasting contract. We are the longest-running show on Long Island Cable, on the Axis.
Oh, cool.
All right. And, of course, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. On the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. All right. On Inner Sight. Now, let's see if Lou is ready. He's backstage getting ready for his big entrance.
Yes.
And sipping his sangria. Mamiya.
Yeah.
Mamma mia sangria.
I hope so. Let's see if he's there. No, I refreshed
right.
it. He's not there yet.
All right. Gee, I hope, you know, sometimes he forgets.
No, he came on for like 2 seconds, Frank, and then he had to come, you know, go right back off. I'm guessing it might, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult.
Well, you never know.
He
might get tied up with something else. I don't know.
Yeah, or his mom.
Anyway,
Inner
Sight, and I remember... When I was a kid, one of the biggest highlights of my life was Sunday. Sunday we used to go over to Grandma's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, the spaghetti and the meatballs and the veloce and the...
Oh, I like that.
All the raw vegetables,
mm-hmm.
you know, olives, everything. And Grandpa...
Meatballs.
Grandpa was a big believer... in raw veggies. You know, he used to eat the leaves, you know.
Oh, I like that.
So
I always did.
He's got a big bowl of dandelion there. And sometimes he saute it, sometimes he eat it raw. So now this one time, my uncle comes in, see, and... the flu was going around, you know, at that time with the flu, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And he says, Pa, come on, you gotta, it's very important, you gotta go to the doctor, because years ago, when you came to this country, you know, you were a little boy, they gave you the vaccination, but now you gotta get the booster. So Grandpa says, huh? What's the matter? What are you talking about, booster? A fangool, he goes, no booster. I don't believe, doctor. None of the boy. He said, but Pop, it's very important. You could get very sick if you don't get the booster. You know, he said, I don't need a booster. I got over here, I got a dandelion.
There you go. He's right.
And he gives my uncle some. And, of course, he, you know, we were munching on it. And he says, tell the doctor, eat a dandelion, no take a boost. Of Angola with a boost.
That's right.
So Grandpa didn't get, he wouldn't take that stuff. He lived to be over 100, world. He must have done something right. I wonder how long that guy's going to live who, that doctor, what's his name, Fardy.
Fardy, oh, yeah.
I bet you won't outlive Grandpa.
Well, I don't think so.
With all his booster.
All these years.
Hey, what happened to you? Your voice faded out.
I turned away from the phone because I was ready to sneeze, and I didn't know if you heard me.
All right, in a sight. And, Fangula Baboost.
There you go. You don't want no baboost.
That's what I say. I agree with Grandpa.
Oh, I do too.
All right. Louis the Lip, if he dials in, we'll get him to,
do the what?
Do a couple of songs, a song for you.
Oh, cool. You know what I like too? When he plays the conga. I do.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I like better when he talks.
I like both, actually.
We got him on the line?
Hold on. Let me see.
213-816.
Yes, we do.
1650. You want to dial in?
He's there.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Here comes Louis. Live.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Friday Night Frolics on the Blog Talk Radio, starring Suzanne Trossi Ferrero and Frank Perino. And yesterday we got a co-host, that female lady was on yesterday. I forgot her name.
Pidge.
Yeah. Where? Not tonight or that was yesterday?
Oh, she might call in. She said last night. Yeah, she said last night she might call in. So, sort of hoping that she would. I want to hear a little bit about, you know, her music and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Suzanne Trossi Ferrero. I'm talking to Lori Rivera on the ringy on that Intersight Blog Radio Funnies on the telephony.
Thank you.
Hey, Louis.
Did
you ever dance in the street?
Yeah, I danced the mambo music.
Yeah? Outside?
Yeah, right. I got to teach a lesson to play the cha-cha-cha and the mambo and the guajira and everything.
Well, did you ever dance in the street with roller skates on?
No, we never danced with no roller skates, Yanni.
Oh.
Why, you should, man. That'd be cool. Spanish roller skates with bright colors, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
With the wooden wheels. So
oh, I
clink.
Used to love those.
Yeah, the wooden wheels. Yeah, that's right. Everything, you know. And then I got to get a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation for the female pretty Puerto Rican lady.
Oh, there you go.
Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Wait a minute. Who did you make faint?
Yeah, right.
Say it again.
Who did you make faint? Pass out?
Nobody.
Oh, that's
amazing.
You
gotta have somebody faint first before you do the mouth to mouth.
You do mouth to mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. So listen, here's what you do. See, you go down to the you go down to the nearest bathroom. see? And you stand,
yeah.
You stand in front of the door.
Yeah, I can stand in front of the door.
And when the ladies come out,
yeah.
You spray them with the love drops.
There you go.
And maybe they'll faint, and then you can give them the mouth-to-mouth.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that and everything, you know. Yep.
All right. So, yeah, so what's up with Pat Cooper? I haven't heard from Pat in a long time.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about Pat.
I haven't heard from Pat Cooper for a long time. I'm trying to get him on the phone. I could talk to Jerry Lewis about go to the women's bathroom, giving out the love drops with a swab in his hand. That's why.
I think if Pat comes on our show, Frank, okay, I think, first of all, Louis would freeze up because he wouldn't know what to say to him at that point. Right, Lou?
Nah, Louis.
Yeah, that's right. Louis getting it on with the love drops here on the Block Talk Radio Follicks.
Oh, okay. You told me.
Hey, Louis, who was that guy who used to tell jokes? And he, in the middle of the joke, he used to go, "Strange things are happening." Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Who was that?
What guy?
The guy. He was a comedian. He used to get up there and he'd tell jokes and he'd do a little dance. He'd put his hand up on his ear. "Strange things are happening," you know. Remember him?
Yeah. You better talk to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis all
about
it.
Red Buttons, his name was. Red Buttons.
Reddy Buttons.
I just never knew he did what
Red
he's saying.
Soul Buttons.
Red Buttons, yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's right. Yeah.
You got a good song.
Yeah.
I want you to do Al Jolson tonight.
I left my heart in San Francisco. I got a hell back not for me. I see a little cable cars and they're halfway to the stars. They are a 5 week smart from day. I don't care. I always care. And Al Joe's in San Francisco. On the hill and Reggie C. When I come home to you in San Francisco, my name is Al Jolson. Your golden sun will shine for me. Simply Al Jolson.
I don't know if that song was written when Jolson was around. Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Hey, tomorrow's the anniversary of the 9/11 tomorrow.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend, Frank. Every Friday we'll do Rosanna Dana next Friday on Blog Talk Radio. Rosanna Dana. I love you, Suzanne.
Ah, Louis, thank you.
All
okay.
Right, thanks a lot,
love
Lou.
You.
Louis
okay.
Rivera, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And let's see. 8:44, New York, Frolics. And give me some Honeymooner music. Let me get some Honeymooner music.
Oh, okay, hang on. Right, Honeymoon is coming right up. Here it is.
Thank you.
I'll never be angry again. What do you mean, Ralph? I have the greatest cure for aggravation that was ever discovered. Oh, yeah? What's that? Well, you know how I get all steamed and angry and crazy? Yeah. I know that, Ralph. The last time you almost killed me. Oh, shut up. Anyway, I learned this little saying from a friend of mine, see? And you say this, and you can't remember what you're angry about. Are you ready? Here it is. Pins and needles, needles and pins, it's a happy man who grins. And then I say to myself, now what am I angry about? And I just can't remember. Well, that's pretty good there, Ralph. If it works, maybe we ought to present it to the UN. The cure for the world peace. I just wish I had something right now, this minute, to aggravate me so I can try it out.
There you go.
Wait a minute, Ralph. I happen to have here a paper from the landlord.
Uh-oh.
Raising the rent.
Ah.
Raising the rent? Let me see that. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now, what am I mad about? Pins and needles, needles and pins. What am I mad about? The landlord raised the rent.
Get out!
Oh, there he is. Mr. Johnson, the landlord. You've got some nerve coming around here wanting more money for this horrible joint that we have to live in. Look at that over there. The wall's falling down.
Right.
Yeah, pretty soon Garrity's going to be able to walk in here from next door. Yeah, and he's pretty ugly. But I have to raise the rent. I can't afford to pay the bills. Can't afford to pay the bills. Well, what did you use for? I had to declare hardship. What'd you use? A picture of this dump for hardship? You are not getting one dime out of me, Ralph. I heard on the radio that there might be a moratorium on rent. Moratorium. Yeah, moratorium. That means if you die, you have to pay the rent. Get out! Pins and needles,
like
needles and pins. Don't you worry, Mr. Johnson. You're not getting a dime out of me. I'll lock myself in here. Lock yourself in here? How would you like to stay without electricity or water or heat? You wouldn't. Yeah. I'll shut them all off. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. All right, in a sight. By the way, when you have to, you know, there's going to be a lot of trouble when people have to go back to work in an office.
Oh, hell yeah. Building.
They're not going to like it. They're all going to be grumpy. So make sure you keep that saying, pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy person who grins. They're all going to be mad, and now they've got to spend money and go on the crowded train and smell people.
Woo! The thing, the city is really empty, though. I hope people didn't move out.
Well, now it's empty because people are not staying home. You know? So, you know, when you go on the train, keep that saying handy. You're going to need it. Like Ralph said, the subway is the Aberdeen proving ground.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right, in a sight. We'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. And our deepest thoughts and condolences for all those who had loved ones at the 9/11 tomorrow. I don't know. Somebody told me that a while back that President Biden was supposed to go to 9/11, and they said they didn't want him there.
No, why?
I don't know. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is. There's a lot of things floating around. You don't know how true they are.
If they're true
but
or not.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe he wasn't invited back or something.
All right, Inner Sight. And I hope you had a little fun, a little crazy stuff, you know, and school is back. Yeah.
I got something that I don't know if I could play on the show. And how much time we got? Oh, 9 minutes. Okay. Not too bad. Well, it was one of those things that somebody spoofed. A police officer by trying to get, like, all their financial information. And he just, but you have to, I don't know if it's complete video, it's all video. So, well, some of it you could hear, and it says, you know, the person goes through the whole thing, and they ask the person, well, you know, the officer, you know you're going to be arrested if, And the deputies are going to come and the sheriff and all that. And he goes, send them. That was what Steve said. So I thought that was interesting. So I'd have to prepare that for next week. I saw it on the internet and I thought about that for the show. So. Frank? Well, it looks like all of a sudden, for some bizarre reason, our host is not there. Or I'm not there either, so we'll find out. Let me just have 1 second to take a quick look to see if our host is there. I'm here. Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, I wanted to see if I can look up that one thing so we can continue with our happy evening. We have about, 6.5 minutes, so that's not bad. Let me see if I could find it. I'm not happy that the host can't hear us, or he can hear us, but he's not being heard. So that I'm going to look into. All right. So basically, like I was talking, there's a rash of these lovely phone calls that everybody receives, from, you know, all different types of scammers trying to do one thing or another. So it's funny because I sit down and I laugh at when I see these things, but in all truthfulness, people have to be really careful. So when I, you know, bring it to everybody next week, I have to take a quick look for it. Definitely, everybody will be able to see what I'm talking about. Fun and not fun at the same time. All right. Well, we have just a few more minutes. I'm hoping that our host will come in.
All right. Inner Sight.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. What'd you do? You're the engineer. You screwed up the whole works.
No, your mic was open and nothing, and my mic was open. That was it.
All right. We'll.
Well, I hope I said certain things nicely. You never
we'll
know.
We'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. And Tuesday open mic, Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday Pidge will be here as the guest host. Wednesday we'll do a show. A couple of ideas. And of course next Friday the
Frolics again.
That's the schedule for the week. You know?
Yeah.
So, anybody got any good funny ideas for the Follies? I mean, let us know. You know.
Oh yeah, it'd be nice.
We'd like to hear
you know
about
what I'd
that.
Like
to keep
people,
it clean.
Oh yeah, no, I'd like to have people maybe play an instrument and sing. That'd be cool. We haven't really hear people do both. So.
Well, you're lucky you can get people to talk. You want them to sing?
Yeah. Sing us out, Frank.
They start singing, their wife or husband will leave them. They'll sue us.
That's only a Suzanne.
For segregation.
I sound horrible. I do.
You heard of degradation of character? Well,
yeah.
This would be degradation of sex.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you want people to start singing, but I guess
nice.
They could. I got, you know, if you can sing funny,
yeah,
call in on Friday night.
Yeah, because it's a goofy,
you know,
type of a variety show, I would say.
Make it funny.
Yeah. I'd like to
That's
hear a
how
comedian,
you can,
too.
You know. I'd like to get Andrew Twitty to call in. Andrew, if you're listening to this show, just call in, would you?
No curse,
I mean,
will knock you off.
Reminds me of the time when on the Jack Benny show, when Dennis Day came out and Jack introduced him, you know, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day. You know, and he comes out with a beautiful song, you know. And Dave starts like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. And Jack goes, wait a minute. This is July 4th. Why are you singing about Merry Christmas? He said, well, Mr. Benny, I thought maybe if I start singing Christmas songs, early enough, you know, since you didn't give me a bonus last year, you might give me one this year and take the hint. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you're letting my entire audience know that I didn't give you a bonus? Well, I have to let somebody know. I can't keep it in anymore. My doctor says I'm failing. Failing? Well, you got a good job here, Dennis. Take it easy, will you? And stop singing Christmas songs in July. I mean, sing a summer song, you know, summertime or something like that. Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. I didn't mean to offend you. Oh, get out of here. Get him out of here, Don, will you? All right, in the sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening. See you Monday with the Mad or Glad right here on Inner Sight. Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. And Suzanne, co-host engineer. Inner Sight, thank you for being with us. I reached that 110,000 mark. We got to get there. We're going to get up
there.
Almost
there.
We're going to do it. All right. Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes,
goodbye, world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Let's sing it.